Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 141. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Greetings, God Network News fans. We've got some exciting new episodes coming your way. Right now, we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel with this crazy virus and the ramifications around the world for this. And we're really believing God is going to continue to do miracles and get great glory in people's lives through this healings, people set free, people coming to know Jesus in incredible ways, opportunities for believers to minister and to show the love of God online and face-to-face as well. And I believe that God is going to begin to bring an openness and a freedom and bringing us back to a place where we can interact with one another face-to-face a lot more into the near future. And so let's believe God for all of this, for Him to get all of that He wanted to accomplish out of this time in our lives and around the world to come to pass, to be completed. So we have these exciting episodes coming up, some great interviews. The next two interviews that we will be showing at this time were taken during a visit to Bali to a conference meeting with people who are doing incredible work with unreached peoples, particularly with Muslim groups, but also with Hindu groups and Buddhist groups. But just some wonderful things happening as God's Spirit is opening people's hearts and also giving the workers on the field the ability to communicate the gospel in very effective ways so that people really do understand the gospel message and its implications for them, their family, their community. And so let's have a listen and see what God is doing and be praying for these brothers and sisters as they continue to obey God in these difficult, dark parts of the world. Greetings, God Network News fans, to another great episode of God Network News, where we take you out onto the field and see what God is doing amongst unreached peoples. Today we have a wonderful brother with us, Rosh. Is that right? Rosh.
Roshan.
Sorry that I was pronouncing it wrong. Roshan from South Asia. And he was just sharing with us a bit about what God is doing in his part of the world. And it's very exciting. And so we asked if he'd be willing to tell us a little bit about what he's doing and what God is doing through them there in South Asia. Welcome, Roshan.
Thank you. So I live in South Asia. We are living out our lives and we are planting ourselves among the people that I grew up among, and also some new friends and new neighbors. And most of us are Hindus and come from that culture, come from that history, come from that heritage. And we're trying to create spaces for Hindus, my fellow Hindus, to hear about Prabhu Yeshuji, who is Jesus, through Indian cultural ways and by living our lives with them in a professional or just in a casual environment.
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds very exciting. Our audience have heard about some of these things amongst others, Buddhists and Muslims and other people around the world. and how God is using the culture, the heritage of the people, and affirming that, but still at the same time bringing into that context the person of Jesus and the work that he has done for us and the love he has for us. So that's pretty exciting. Have you been seeing people respond to Jesus, to his love, to his message?
I think the process is happening. A lot of times people have never heard any of this, and they have a lot of unlearning to do and relearning to do, and being touched by the Holy Spirit in different ways.
Yeah.
So it's not just the service we do or the religious space we create, but also our care for them, our personal relationship with them is what touches them. So we have had opportunities to have discussion, intellectual discussion about religious differences or cultural differences. But also we have had opportunities to pray for some of them because they were going through some problems or they had some need. And we have been able to have some people experience God by telling us directly that, oh, I felt so touched by God. God was here when I was there. So maybe they have not necessarily committed their lives and haven't gotten like the water ceremony and all that, but they have they're on the journey, and we only got there a few years ago. So but yeah, it's slow, but I think what we really want is that people respond, but they respond to in their own time with their own way, and really the relationship is always paramount over whether they make a decision.
Yeah, that's exciting, that's wonderful. And I think when that happens, it's something that's deep in them. It's something that's lasting in them. It isn't just a quick thing and then they forget, or something happens and they leave, you know, but it's something that God is doing in them. It's a journey and it takes some time. But we also were exposed to a thing called satsangs. It's so exciting about these gatherings, and I was wondering if you would tell our audience a little bit, what is a satsang? What maybe are some of the sort of steps in it and things that you need to have to be involved in a satsang?
Okay. Satsang means fellowship of truth, fellowship in the name of truth, or fellowship of true devotees, who we refer to them as bhaktas, and bhakti is the devotion. So bhakti and then bhakta is the devotee. So we use that word a lot for people who are Hindus who are following Yeshuji.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
Or Jesus. So satsang can have many different iterations. For example, an iteration could be sitting on the floor, having scripture as the central symbol, but you can have other symbols like a conch shell, or like a coconut, or like, and you can use these symbols in meaningful ways that can communicate the good news to the people that are there. But also it is a devotional experience for the person who's doing it and the one who is receiving it. And it does not seem so out of the place for the people who are there.
Right.
Because they have seen a coconut being broken. They have seen conch shell being blown in religious services. But when we are doing it, it is in the context of Christ being the center. So it's Christocentric.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's really exciting. Yeah. Also, there's songs that you sing that are sort of, that their ears are attuned to, that it's very common for them that particular sound and style of music and words. And I wonder if you could share a little bit about how you've utilized that.
Yeah, I think I learned tabla when I was younger, and that was the instrument. It's a percussion instrument from India and South Asia and Pakistan and Bangladesh. So there's a lot of people who play that in the movies and in devotional music. And I felt like there was not much place for it in the music that I was listening to about in Western worship music. So basically when we did satsangs, I was able to utilize it heavily. And the music composition, the music style, we call them ragas or thals in percussion. These things can be utilized, not utilized, but this is our music and we should allow that to be the vehicle for Jesus's good news to flow within the culture.
Yeah, and it is, when I've heard it before, even a person coming from a different culture, I can just see the Holy Spirit using it. I can see in the local people that they're sensing God through this music, through this style, the sounds and the words. And it's just so exciting for me as an outsider to see how God works through to in all of our hearts, through our culture, through our heritage and these things. Especially music and arts and things. So I just am very encouraged to see what you're doing and this work that is spreading in South Asia. And we wanted to just give an opportunity for our audience to be exposed to that and to be thanking God and praying for you. Are there some prayers maybe that our audience could pray for you for your work?
I would say the new work that is starting in my area, can sprout, and the people who have never heard or cannot hear because they are not around any believers, any followers of Jesus, and maybe we are their only link to this news. So praying and hoping that more kingdom sprouting will happen. Because I also do a lot of training with other leaders who are already believers, who are becoming more culturally sensitive and more culturally adaptive so that they can communicate the gospel to their families and to others around them in a more sensitive way rather than rubbing them with like wound salt on the wound. But I think that the people that we are friends among, the people that we're living among, I think we would really love to see many of them embrace in their own way the faith in Lord Jesus and live it out and share it with their household.
Beautiful. Okay. Definitely, God Network News fans, you need to add our brother to your list in the work that he's doing in South Asia. The amazing creative way that God is using cultures all over the world amongst unreached peoples to reach them with the love of Jesus, with the salvation, knowledge and relationship with Jesus that they can have and that God wants them to have. And so it's just so good to meet you and to hear about what you're doing, and we will definitely be praying and lifting you up. And it's just wonderful to have a relationship, a friendship with you. And
thank you.
Bless you and your work, and thank you so much for coming on to our program.
Okay, thank you, and namaste.
Namaste.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.